Test 6. Listening, Part 3. You will hear an interview on local radio with Jane Robinson, the public relations officer of a company developing a former airbase. For questions 15 to 20, choose the answer A, B, C or D, which fits best according to what you hear. You now have 70 seconds to look at Part 3. You will need to play the recording twice.
Next on the programme, we discuss the proposed Buckworth East development. As we all know, the Air Force has vacated its base in the village of Buckworth, and the site is about to be developed under the name Buckworth East. The plan is for 250 new houses and premises for small businesses. With me now is Jane Robinson, PR officer for the development company. OK, Jane, what's so good about this development?
Quite a lot, actually. The council wants 5,000 new homes to be built in the whole area over the next 10 years. That'll mean new housing estates in lots of local villages, which will have a major impact on existing facilities like schools, not to mention the quality of life of the residents of the villages. The old Air Force site is large enough to provide all the new housing that the council wants in Buckworth. Villagers will benefit too, as the new shops, etc. in Buckworth East will provide extra facilities for residents.
But isn't it true that a lot of people are against this development?
Yes, but they're overlooking the positive aspects. The new residents will probably have cars, and yes, they'll add to traffic flows. But the creation of jobs on the site will mean many residents will be able to walk to work, so they won't add to rush hour travel. And there'll be a high ratio of garages to housing units, so parking has been dealt with. Then a third of the new homes will be sold at little more than cost price. Unfortunately, that's still beyond many potential purchasers' means, but that's a national problem rather than one specific to Buckworth.
But local people are unhappy with quite a lot of aspects of the plan, aren't they? I know the initial proposal of 500 new homes has been scaled down, but surely there's a need for suitable premises for a playgroup and nursery. The ones in the village are far too small. It's been pointed out that public transport to the site is very limited, though I understand a bus company has announced it will modify existing services to call at Buckworth East. There's something else that's been raised, though I don't feel this is justified, is that insufficient attention is being paid to protecting animals and trees on the site.
Let's face it, there are always people who'll object because there's a downside to everything. I'm sure most of them are perfectly reasonable people with sincerely held views, but if every project was cancelled because somebody objected, nothing would ever be done and we wouldn't have enough homes or jobs, and they're surely fundamental entitlements for everyone. Of course, we have to consider all objections carefully, but there's a limit to how far they can be met.
OK, how do you envisage relations between the residents of Buckworth East and of the village, Jane?
It's perhaps unfortunate that the site is physically slightly separated from the village, with what will be a public park between them, so there's a built-in division. But it certainly isn't inconceivable that they'll become a single unit in due course, given goodwill on both sides. To a certain extent, it's up to the current villagers. They should actively encourage new residents to get involved by joining existing clubs like the Historical Association and the Gardening Club. We had hoped that the new community centre, which we proposed for land between the two areas, would have helped to solve potential problems, but the council refused planning permission, so that won't happen. It remains to be seen, when the new residents move in, how soon a sense of community develops. But my guess is that new clubs will spring up on the site, perhaps in competition with existing ones. Don't forget, Buckworth East will have a larger population than the existing village.
The council has just published the results of a survey of Buckworth villages. Have you had a chance to look at them?
No, I haven't.
There seems to be little awareness of the benefits the development will bring them, like additional jobs and shops. Some people claim that the council has simply ignored their objections, and perhaps it's the same people who see it as the destruction of village life. The vast majority, though, are fatalistic. They know there's a need for additional housing in the area and wish none of it was going to be in Buckworth, but recognise that the airbase is a more suitable site than covering the countryside with new houses, so it's a necessary evil.
That is the end of part 3. Now turn to part 4.